For almost every portrait in this exhibition, the sitter actually came in and commissioned the portrait from Rembrandt. There were, you know, half a dozen really famous, important portrait painters in the city of Amsterdam in the early part of the 17th century. And so if you had the money to have your portrait painted, you probably would have had the pick of just a few of these top names, because Dutch painters did specialize. So it's rare that you find somebody who did still lifes or landscapes who also did portraits. Rembrandt, of course, is an exception who could do almost anything. But in this period, he was most well known for his portraits. And so you would have gone into the studio and negotiated a price. And the prices, of course, varied according to the size of the painting. And so there was a certain set rate for just the head and shoulders, another fee for a half length, and then a full fee for a full length. Not surprising that there are only two full length portraits in this whole exhibition, because they would have been that sort of costly and rare at the time period. Sometimes you brought in your panel or some of your materials. You probably would have talked to Rembrandt about what you wanted to wear in the portrait, if you wanted any additional attributes. You can see that the Reverend is seated at the table with books behind him, probably a Bible, some Psalms expressing his learned nature. Maria doesn't have any additional attributes except for the nice falling drapery behind her. And so it's very focused on internal thoughts of the sitter. This was not a cheap undertaking.